Okay, so now Sumit will speak about SSD and identity providers. Go ahead.
Thank you, Iker, and thank you for coming to my talk. So it's about SSD and identity providers, how they can work together. So this is also work in progress. So there are, I will show you later, there are some repositories where you can look at the code and get some packages, but it's not committed to the SSD upstream. So if you have ideas, suggestions, we are very welcome if you, will share with us, and so we can improve the experience with SSD and the integration with IDPs. My name is Sumit Bose, as Ike already mentioned. I'm a software engineer at Red Hat, and I'm, since I'm presenting for SSD, I'm a member of SSD team, but I'm also currently the maintainer of RealmD and ADCLI utilities to join Active Directory or FreeIPA. And maybe during the talk, we will see that even RealmD might play a role here in the future as well with the integration of the IDPs. So I will start telling you why we are doing this and how we are doing this. And in the end, I will try to do some demo. So this demo will be a live demo. So I will see how strongly I shoot myself into the foot. So where we are coming from, I will talk about SSD. SSD is around since more than a decade, and it's basically about centralized identity management. So we are using sources like classical LDAP servers, maybe with a Kerberos server, or the more modern integrated variants like Active Directory and FreeIPA, where we get the user and group information and also use mostly the Kerberos protocol, but others as well, to authenticate the users against those centralized identity management platforms. And so SSD is on one hand getting the information from those servers, and on the other hand is sending the information back to the local system. So Leonard was already talking about PAM and NSS and SSH, for example. So what SSD is doing is taking the information from the identity provider, like the username, and put it into the NSS record that as the username. And when the server provides a UID and a GID, it will also put it into the NSS record so that the system knows what the UID and the primary group ID is corresponding to the name of the user. And then there are the remaining POSIX attributes like the home directory and the user shell. But as Leonard also mentioned before, there are many, many other information about the user. For example, the SSH keys of a user. And SSD also can, with the same mechanism as systemd and the Vowling interface, present the user's SSH keys to the SSH daemon. And SSD can also do this with the host keys. And then there are other items where we can get information from the servers, like SUDO rules we can read from the server and make it available to the SUDO programs. So you can manage your SUDO rules centrally as well, AutoFS maps. And we also make this information available for the user, for example, via Dbus. As Leonard also mentioned, originally systemd was also heavily using Dbus. And at the time we started to provide the information via Dbus, this was kind of state of the art. And so we used Dbus to provide enriched user information. So as mentioned by Leonard as well, the POSIX NSS interface is quite small, where we do not can put many information. It's basically the information the systems need to log you in, but nothing else. And so we use the Dbus interface to enrich this, and I guess we will also follow Leonard's suggestion or and implement a Vowlink interface sooner or later so that we nicely